For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Many of you have heard over the years our reporter, Mr. K. Well, once again, he's reporting to us from the Harris County Jail and about the abuses inflicted there. Here he's speaking of the many thousand crowded in that jail facility.
I would say 96% of them either serve time in here for a paraphernalia charge, which is anywhere from 30 days to 6 months county time. Most of them do anywhere from 3 months to 12 months state jail. There's some that go to TDC. Probably about 5% of the people that I've encountered run across since I've been here. But out of all those, maybe 3 out of every person I've encountered since I've been in here, which has probably been a little over 250 people I've talked to since I've been here, because maybe 3 of them have actually planned to take a case to trial, and those are for people that have a lot of drugs, that have the money in order to be able to provide legal counsel for themselves. There's guys in here that have been sentenced to 10 years for paraphernalia charges, and there's guys in here that I've talked to that their brothers have been sentenced to 3 years for murder. So, you know, there's no norm to the system. It's whatever between the assistant DA and the court-appointed attorneys, which most of them have, can bargain to get you to accept as a plea bargain to lock you up. Be nice, like having a Holiday Inn, and you could keep it full, because the supply and demand, you create the supply and the demand, is always there. So you're constantly full. It's unreal. This whole fiasco is unreal. It's a joke. And it's a play on people's lives and their livelihoods.
There are corporations who benefit greatly, greatly, millions of dollars from this situation by charging exorbitant fees for this phone calls, like the very one we're having here.
Right. Absolutely. SBC. Let's talk about commerce. Known fact. It's a $3.2 billion a year business. They make that much money. Now, the coffee that I bought when I was in TDC, it's Keefe Coffee.
You have 1 minute left to talk.
Okay, I've got a minute. It's Keefe Coffee, and it's $1.55 in TDC. In here, it's the same bag of coffee. It's $4 for a bag of coffee. That's unreal. It's price gouging. This place is Looney Tunes. The state needs to come in with the federal government and come in with employees and come in here and make these sheriffs get out there on the streets and do an actual legitimate job to protect the citizens that need to be protected. But I don't think drugs is the crime. I don't think that the things that they're incarcerating people for and the way they're handling their business is on the up and up in any way. If you want to talk about a system gone bad, this is a system at its worst.
William Wayne Justice, where are you? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.